Hello, I'm the barrister Stephen Barrett, and I wanted to explain what's going on with Donald Trump's exciting and dramatic threat to the BBC for $1 billion. I don't want to do Dr. Evil there, that's too easy. Right, let me unpack this for you. What is happening? First of all, this is a letter that lawyers send before they sue people. That happens in this jurisdiction. It's called a letter before action here. I don't know what it's called in the United States. They'll have a term for it. And the president, just to be very clear, is threatening to sue the BBC in the laws of Florida. And I want to explain why that is. Let that be the first lesson, if you will. The president almost certainly could sue the BBC here under our laws. However, we are often seen, while we're seen as very friendly to people who suffer defamation, we're seen as an easier jurisdiction to establish defamation in than the United States, where it's traditionally quite hard to bring a claim for defamation. We are very parsimonious when it comes to damages. We always have been. This is not just in defamation. Defamation, we cap at around 350,000. And to be honest, that might be seen as generous. We have entire lists of damages for negligent or accidental things that might happen to you and your body. And we literally put a value on everything. It's often a range, but you know, losing a thumb has a value. Losing an arm has a value. Losing a leg has a value. You know, all of these things are individually priced up, if you like. That's part of how this area of law works. It's called tort, the law of tort. And it compensates you for wrongs. The idea behind defamation is that your character has been wronged, your moral standing in society has been harmed, and therefore you deserve compensation. But we are very, very parsimonious. And the best way to think of that is always that, if you remember that American case where there was a hot coffee from, I think, McDonald's, and it scalded the woman, and she ended up getting a ridiculous sum of damages, which was later reduced by a judge. That's often what happens. They have a jury set the damages, and the jury gets a bit carried away because it's all very dramatic. The jury, you know, calls for $1 trillion, and then the judge cuts it down. But the sums that the judge, American judges, cut down to are still far more dramatic than anything we would see in this jurisdiction. It's always been one of the major gripes, one of the major differences between us and the US legal system. One of the reasons we are still popular internationally is that we tend to attract international business cases, which are not inside the law of tort. They'll be in commercial law or in contract law, and the damages are much higher. So what we don't do is tend to attract a lot of international tort cases, except saving defamation, where we're often seen as a place where it's easier to establish the cause of action. The letter, which I've read, sets out clearly and plainly why this is a breach of a Floridian law. That doesn't surprise me at all. In no way is that shocking. What the BBC have done is absolutely outrageous. They have doctored a clip to make it appear that the president is calling upon his followers to march down to the Capitol and fight. That's what they've done. They've edited it by over 50 minutes in order to have him allegedly declaring for violence, which he categorically did not do. Now, you and I, if you're watching this video, you're probably not a progressive, but you and I both know that the progressives all vehemently believe in their heart of hearts that Donald Trump caused those riots and he wanted them, and he's the worst thing since Satan. Unfortunately for them, that they're perfectly entitled to that political view, just as they're perfectly entitled to believe that the moon is made of cheese. Unfortunately, that political view crashes headfirst into reality, where it is almost completely impossible to argue that Donald Trump caused the events of the Capitol riots. The Americans have tried endlessly and failed categorically each and every time, because Donald Trump, whether you like him or not, simply did not incite violence. He called on people to march down to the Capitol and pray for the senators and the other lawmakers there, which is a pretty noble thing to do. The section about fighting is completely unrelated, and it is in no way a cause to violence. Just in the same way that when Elon did a dub, it was in no way a fascist salute, but yet nonetheless we have to sit through the hysterical reaction of people who don't care about truth or fact, and who only know that they don't like Mr. Trump and they don't like Mr. Musk. Now, this case in all seriousness, should not really proceed. For a start, it's going to be deeply embarrassing to the BBC. It's going to be deeply embarrassing for our government. It's going to be almost impossible for the Starmer administration to argue that the BBC is so distant from it that it's not some way culpable. The current Culture Secretary, Lisa Nandy, is keeping her head down and hiding. That's really just a very stupid tactic, which obviously will not work. Ofcom has basically sent out a statement exonerating the BBC, so Ofcom will get the guns will move to Ofcom soon, and once you've shot down Ofcom, the guns will move to Lisa Nandy, because this is not a sustainable position. And in law and in litigation, we often talk about and think about what are sustainable positions. I can say this with some confidence, because Donald Trump also sued the US broadcaster CBS over a very similar issue, where they had obviously doctored a television clip in order to make his opponent look more impressive. Here they've obviously doctored a television clip in order to make him look bad just before the election. That's obviously going to impact him. That's obviously going to have a huge negative impact. You know, and actually the fact that he's asked for $1 billion from the BBC, while that might seem high to us, that's relatively low in US terms. He asked for $100 billion against CBS. CBS very wisely then came to a settlement figure with him and apologised. And given that we all pay for the BBC, so ultimately it's our money that we'll be paying for lawyers if they choose to ridiculously defend themselves, and it will be our money that pays for both their lawyers and maybe his lawyers. I actually don't know the cost regime in America, but we'll be paying for at least our lawyers, the BBC lawyers, if we fight this all the way through, which will be a ridiculous amount of money. And we'll pay for whatever settlement figure or damages figure the court awards, which is why instead you try to do what we call negotiate a settlement. That's what CBS did. And that's really what the BBC needs to be doing at this time. The BBC needs to be absolutely pulling that documentary immediately. It needs to be formulating an apology and agreeing it with President Trump so that he is happy. It will probably need to be broadcast in prime time. That's something you often see with newspapers, where they have to put on, you know, page one or page two or page three, their public apology because they did something bad. The BBC is immeasurably beyond that. So we'll have to do something else, and we will probably have to pay Mr. Trump a set amount of money. If we're lucky, Mr. Trump may well take pity on us, because he does actually quite like the genuine people of these islands. We're quite lucky that we have a US president who likes us. It's always a risk. They are our most powerful ally, our most important international relationship. You know, many of our ancestors fought and died for them. My granny would never have a word said against an American as long as she lived, because of their help during the war. And the BBC have simply caused us a diplomatic crisis. Some sort of settlement figure should be agreed. Mr. Trump might realise it's the British public who actually are going to have to pay for all this. And so it may well be that he accepts a lesser sum or is in some way kind to us. He's under absolutely no obligation so to do, and I'm not calling for that, because I think he has been wronged. And I wish to make it very publicly clear that he is the victim, in my view, and that my sympathies are with him. I would, you know, more than happily apologise to him. I think our nation should. I think most of us would. What is happening to him is simply wrong. But that's what he's threatening at the moment. Now, that doesn't mean it will end there. And one of the things I think the US lawyers have not captured on is that I think that Donald Trump should make a freedom of information request, a subject access request to the BBC to find out how they talk about him generally, because I bet it's quite negative, and I bet that would look quite bad for the BBC. And frankly, as somebody who pays for the BBC, I think we have every right to know how they are talking about the president of our most important ally. That's where you can use the UK legal system, even though you're not necessarily using it to sue somebody. You can use other aspects of it to gain a benefit. I don't know, and it would take an American lawyer to answer, whether Mr. Trump can in fact sue them in more states than the state of Florida. I don't know whether they can all add up and how that works. I mean, we can't really criticise America. They have 50 legal jurisdictions, but we do have Northern Ireland, Scotland, England, and Wales is gradually becoming a slightly different jurisdiction. Although when I was a wee lad, England and Wales were joined together. It's only with devolution that we've started to get different laws. So then don't take this as the last throw of the dice. There are other things he can do. It's also not just defamation if he was suing here. There are other options that he could take. And depending on the BBC reaction, I think we'll see either increased aggression or, as I call for, a negotiated settlement with the BBC absolutely apologising. Quite possibly Lisa Nandy or the Prime Minister apologising to the President of the United States for the wrong that our national broadcaster has done to him. Thank you.